Praise be Jesus and Mary. So at the same time that Cornelius a Lapide is slaving away in Rome, working on his Bible commentary, we've got St. Peter Claver, who becomes the slave of the slaves in Colombia. St. Alphonsus Rodriguez was answering doors as the porter in Mallorca. And what other saints were? There was St. Joseph of Cupertino, who was flying around in ecstasy in Italy. And at the same time, God is raising up a great saint in France, St. Vincent de Paul. St. Vincent de Paul was born in 1580, and he would die in 1660. And he's known as the Apostle of Charity for all of his charitable works that he did towards the poor. And there's one biographer that says, "It would be impossible to enumerate all the works of this servant of God. Charity was his predominant virtue. It extended to all classes of persons, from forsaken children to old age." And so this is the virtue that shines forth in this saint, just as in the other saints, other virtues shine forth. St. Joseph of Cupertino, his simplicity, and so on and so forth. St. Vincent de Paul wrote that everything in our lives, in our spiritual lives, should lead to charity. He says, "Charity is certainly greater than any rule. Moreover, all rules must lead to charity. Since she is a noble mistress, we must do whatever she commands." And so this is very important in living out our lives as Christians, that we have charity in the forefront of our mind. What is charity? Love for God and love for neighbor asking of me here in this very moment. What is it asking of me during this day? And now I think it's providential that today happens to be the first day of the 40 Days for Life campaign, right? To save the unborn, to be the voice of these little ones who have no voice. And this is a great work of charity for the poorest of the poor, the unborn. And so the 40 Days for Life campaign begins down at Planned Parenthood today and goes until November 5th. And this is a very important apostolate, okay, because it's very, very effective in our efforts to rid our nation of this scourge of abortion. Since its beginning, this campaign has saved over 13,000 lives, over 150 workers at the abortion clinics have quit, and 86 abortion clinics have closed. Okay, so our efforts in participating in the 40 Days for Life and doing this work of charity towards our unborn brothers and sisters is very, very effective and should inspire us to be generous in participating. Saint Vincent de Paul, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.